Well, as the sun sets quite literally on the first full week in Zambia, I just thought I'd tie up the loose ends for the week and summarise what's been happening. The first significant thing was that on Sunday we had our usual join us if you can trustees conversation on Skype, which worked really well. What happens is that everyone who can dials in and we have a quick conversation on what's been going on during the week. It only usually takes half an hour. It's supposed to only take 10 minutes, but it's just a great way of keeping everyone informed. Anyway, that system worked from Zambia, which was totally brilliant, so we'll be able to keep the contact going from here very easily. We met a very interesting guy at the weekend who I think may have come up with a local name for the aid pod. It is Kapakati, which means small packet in Nyanja, I think, and it means in between or in the middle in Bemba. So it sort of fits in really rather nicely with the whole aid pod idea, fitting in between the bottles and it being a small packet. So that was really very interesting. We obviously need to test that in the field as we get the trial underway. We had a bit of a shock in the middle of the week when we went to buy a crate of Coca-Cola to use in our presentation to our potential donor next week, to find that the predictable had happened in that Coca-Cola had reduced the size of the crate to match the new, smaller, lighter bottles. Regular readers of the blog will remember that when we were here last time, there was a new bottle shape. It was still the same capacity, but it was slightly stumpier, slightly shorter, and the glass is very much lighter. Anyway, to sort of coincide with that, or to match that, Coca-Cola have now produced a shorter, more compact crate. And guess what? The aid pods didn't fit. They hit the dividers before going in far enough, which meant they protruded too far out the top. So yesterday and the day before, I had a really good go at looking at what space is available and sort of redoing the profile of the pod. And I realised in doing that exercise that I'd never really done that properly. I'd sort of guessed it before based on some very rapidly taken measurements that I did way back in November 2008 when I was in Tanzania. Anyway, the shoulder of the A-pod is now gone. It's sort of shorter and a slightly wider. And again, it's half length. But I'll get some pictures up on the blog over the weekend so you can have a look at that. We've just come back from a very good meeting with our friends at Keeper Zambia Foundation. If you remember, they're the people who are doing the social marketing part of the project. They're all ready to go as soon as we get confirmation of funding. And finally, we just got an email in from Rohit, our trial advisor, who's doing his doctorate in public health at Johns Hopkins University. And his email said that he booked his flight and he'll be out here on the 28th of this month for 2 weeks, or just two and a bit weeks, which will be brilliant because he'll be able to spend lots of time with the people at UNICEF finalising the detail of the logical framework and the trial design, so that when we get the go-ahead from the funders, we'll be ready to go to tender with a detailed spec for monitoring evaluation people to bid for. Next week, well, we have a meeting with a potential donor, which is going to be really quite crucial. And shortly after that, fingers crossed, we'll have all the funding that we need to go ahead with the trial. And I'll certainly be writing about that on the blog as soon as I'm able to. Okay, until next week, have a good weekend, everybody.